Those in favor of the proposal argue that needed improvements to make the Civic Center comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act will require millions in funding, and the city should be forward-thinking and make a broader investment. They say the $180 million proposal won't increase property taxes, can't go over budget, and will keep the city competitive by bringing in new acts and sales tax revenue.
And let's talk about why it's broken. We recently lost a show to Brookings.
Tony DeMauro, a Rapid City businessman, argues in favor of the project.
I don't know if anybody's been to Brookings, but last time I checked, it's still quite a bit smaller than us. And we're losing these shows because we're not relevant anymore. We're not on the routing anymore. People just keep passing us by. And great acts used to come here. Elvis opened the place. Def Leppard in his heyday. Guns N' Roses in the same year when they sold 5 million records. So it can be used so much more.
But opponents say the price tag is too high. They say that while improvements are needed at the facility, this is the wrong plan. Richard Wallstrom, a financial advisor and former city finance officer, argues against the project. He says the Civic Center is a very important part of the city economy, but he also points to numerous developments over the last 40 years in Rapid, including hiking trails, the public library, the Doll, and the Meadowood Golf Course.
The impact of all of those in terms of quality of life and importance to this city, I believe, is greater than the impact of a new arena. And therefore, that's why I urge a no vote, so that we can step back and say, all right, what's reasonable, responsible, and realistic in terms of what we can afford in this community.
City voters have the final say. Many past municipal elections in Rapid City have a low turnout and can be decided by a small number of voters. Both sides are urging the public to get out and vote. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.